Hey there, friends. Today on the Creative Shop Talk podcast, I am going to be sharing how we as creative shop owners can stand out and win at retailer. We totally can. It's really about standing out and being remarkable and being rememberable. Is that even a word? I don't know. But today on the Creative Shop Talk podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you some ways for you to do just that. So let's get to it.
Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast.
Hey there, friends. So listen up. We can win against the big guys. I hear all the time from retailers, you know, what about the big box stores? What about our competitors? Listen, we can win at retail. Retail studies show right now that people are craving experiences. They're craving connection. They're craving individual attention, just like the good old days. And guys, we are ideally situated for that. We don't just sell pens and pencils and snow tires. Most of us are heart-centered creative entrepreneurs. And we are, you know, we really care about our customers. We are selling pieces of our heart, maybe with our creative pieces inside our stores. We are super ideally situated to be the heart-centered, experiential person that they are looking for. So we can win at retail, but I'll tell you, it doesn't come easily, and we need to ask ourselves a few questions. So how do we do it? We stand out by giving amazing customer service, amazing customer experiences, and we have to be remarkable. So I first heard the "be remarkable" saying, I guess, from Seth Godin's Purple Cow. I'll link that up in the show notes if you haven't heard about it. But it stood out to me so much because I realized that's what we were already doing inside our retail business at Front Porch Mercantile. We were really caring about our customers. We were doing it intuitively. We hadn't done it because we read it in a book or anything. We were offering amazing service. We were helping our customers with workshops. We were explaining our products. We had a great love on for our paint lines and our DIY products, you know, all the things that we were doing inside the store. So we really cared that our customers came in. We took them over that hump of, making them more confident with our products. And we realized that that's exactly what we were doing. We were offering a remarkable experience. And that's not just customer service. That is the next level. That's customer experience. So there are different ways that we as retailers can give that experience to our customers. Tons of different ways. Listen, we work really, really hard to get customers to come in our door. One of the things retailers ask me all the time is, I need more foot traffic. How do I get people in the door? And we're going to cover tons of future episodes on how we get them in the door. But here's the thing. Once we get them in the door, we need to keep them in the door. We need to show them an amazing experience once they're inside, and we want them to become repeat customers. That is the goal. That is, we're always wanting to have our repeat customers. So how do we do that? I personally think that marketing starts with what we're already offering. So before we start diving in future episodes for foot traffic and marketing, which we will, let's talk about how we win at retail with the customers that are already inside our door. So a couple of things, I have a few questions to ask yourself and a few things that are a little exercise maybe to go through so that you can be remarkable and rememberable. I keep using that word. I don't even know if it's a word, but you know what I mean, right? So here's the thing. Ask yourself a couple of these questions. So here's what I want to know. What do you want to be known for? How are you standing out in your community, in your area, in your town? What do you want to become the go-to for in your town and known for? This is a really big question to ask yourself, and sometimes it stumps retailers. What do you want people to say? So I always joke and I say, what do you want the hairdressers to say about you? Chatter matters is a quote we use regularly inside my coaching groups. What do you want people to know you for? And I don't want you to be remembered for a product. I don't want you to just be like, oh, the go-to place for that product. That's not what I mean about this. What's your vibe? What's the culture? What are the products that you sell? What are like, how do you want people like, oh, that's a really cool place to go. You know, it's a really calm, beautiful, gorgeous store that's helpful and sells you this. Or maybe you want to be a vibrant and fun and unique, or, you know, all of these different things. Start brainstorming what you want to be known for. What words do you want people to use when they are describing you at the hairdressers? like narrow this right down. This is a really great exercise for you as a retailer. What do you want to be known for in your community? Don't just say, you know, oh, the place that's really friendly. Because that's like, there's lots of places that are friendly. That's, you know, that's what you need to kind of narrow down and kind of niche out and ask yourself, how do I want people to feel when they come in my store? Our goal is to be the one that they remember and that they talk about. Again, we're going to be rememberable, right? So another question that I want you to ask yourself is, what are you doing in your creative shop and retail business to be unique? Now, again, this is different than what do you want to be known for? What are you doing to stand out? I want you to really dig deep. I had personally a really hard time with this question when I was asked this. And I knew we were unique. I knew people kept coming in. I knew people loved us. I knew we had something. I couldn't describe it. And if I can't describe it, how am I going to explain it to my team members? How am I going to explain it, you know, even to my customers? How am I going to put that in my wording? And, you know, I really didn't know. So I started asking my customers, this might be something you might want to do, or maybe you know right away why you're unique. Again, I don't want you to say because of a certain brand you sell. Well, we're unique because we're the only ones in the area selling ABC product. I want you to dig a little deeper than that. What if that product went away tomorrow? That can be one of the things that draws people in and it makes you unique and different, but it needs to be more than building your business on somebody else's brand, right? So I'd love you to think about what makes you unique. I really want you to ask yourself, why would I shop with you? What makes your store and the experience I'm going to get inside your store? It's such a great question. So, you know, when I ask my customers, just to give you an example, when we started asking customers, I asked my regulars, you know, those customers, we all have the customers that are our ideal customers, not just any customer, like the ones that just love you and come back again and again. And I asked them, because I was comfortable enough, I'd built relationships with them, why do you shop here? Why do you keep coming here? And we just kind of started asking and chatting with them. And they're our biggest fans. Our customers are our biggest fans, and they will send other people to us. They are the ones that talk in the hairdressers. They're the ones that chatter, like they chatter about our stores. So those are the people that we really want to make sure that we're nurturing. And so when I asked them, what is it? And a lot of times they would say, you care. You care, you know, and I do care. I just took that for granted that that was a thing that happens everywhere, but it doesn't, right? So I cared about their projects. I asked them questions. I would remember them when they came in. I mean, when you're a small business owner and you have a regular customer, of course you're going to remember. We all think about all the little things that when you go to another store and you walk in and they say, hey, Wendy, how are you doing today? It makes you feel good. That's how I treated my customers and took that for granted as an intuitive thing for me, but I didn't realize putting that all together, that that was what made us unique. I was remembering people. And there was, you know, a bunch of other things as well too, like when we started pulling things out from our customers and really digging deep about what made us unique. And so start asking your customers, but ask yourself that question. I had somebody tell us once that we were so professional. They loved that we were professional yet warm. And, you know, maybe you're also the most knowledgeable place. That was another thing that came up with us. And I see my retailers get words like that come, like that pulls through. They're like the experts. They become the experts. They keep up on their product lines. They know what they're doing. The people feel confident when they come in. So they feel welcomed and confident and, you know, and the store is very professional and, you know, all of those things. So what makes you unique? Ask yourself this, why should I shop with you? Or why would your customer shop with you? It's a really great question to ask. And next question I'd love you to ask yourself, or next thing I want you to consider when you're trying to stand out and be remarkable and again, how we can win at retail and keep our customers coming back again and again. What are you doing to wow and delight your ideal customer? And I say it again, what are you doing to wow and delight? Like really over the top. And I don't mean, you know, whiz bang, flash bang, like, you know, but what are you doing? Are, you know, what are the things that you're doing in your store on a daily basis with your regular favorite beautiful customers that you love to wow and delight them? Are you sending thank you notes after workshops? You know, are you just using their name on a regular basis and remembering things? Do you have a, you know, VIP service, a referral program or anything in place? I don't know. What are you doing that's not just expected or like everybody else is doing? What are you doing that makes your customer walk out the door with a smile on their face feeling awesome that they've just spent money with you and happy. Like, what are you doing to create that inside the culture, that culture inside your store? Again, this is one of those things that you want to just take a little bit of time and just start brain dumping. It's a great exercise to do with your team if you have staff. What are you doing to be remarkable and rememberable? I'm going to keep using that word, guys. I don't know if it's right or not, but it's appropriate, correct? So again, what are you doing inside the store that's just that little extra level? And again, I want to know that you're unique and shop in your store, but when I leave, I want to feel so good. Or and maybe it's even when I get home and I continue that little warm, fuzzy feeling, like I open my bag and there's like a thank you card inside, like a little note. I'm not talking going crazy and spending a fortune and all these things. As a creative, there's lots of creative ways for us to wow and delight our customers without, you know, spending money. That's not what this is about. So I want you to remember that customers want to support you. They really do. They want to shop at places that they know, like, and trust you. You hear that a lot. They want to come and support local, but they need to feel all these things. They need you to stand out. They need you to be unique. They need to have, like, they need to feel good when they shop with you. That's what the customers are craving. That's what they mean by experiences. That's what they mean by individual attention and doing, there's, you know, lots of other things that we'll cover in future episodes about enhancing the customer experience. But I really want you to think about, how are you wowing and delighting your customers? So this is just sort of one of the little parts of the marketing that I teach inside my coaching groups. And wow and delight is very much overlooked. The wow and delight portion, people are all about the marketing and like how to do more Facebook ads and how to get more people in the door with all these, you know, lots of different tactics and techniques and all these different things. But when it comes right down to it, we want to be offering excellent customer service and experiences to our people, and we want to stand out. So again, I'm going to remind you of the questions to ask yourself. What do you want to be known for? And how do I want people to feel when they come in my store? Like, what do we want the hairdressers of our community, the coffee shop next door, what do we want them to say about us? How do we want people to feel when they walk in our store? And what do we want to be known for? The next question is, how are we being unique? You know, ask yourself, why would I shop with you? Why would your customers come in? Why do they come in? It's not just because you carry a cool product or whatever. It's got to be more than that. Like, this is how we stand out against the big box stores. This is how you're going to stand out against the competitors down the street, because we all know there's all kinds of competitors down the street. And then the last question I want you to ask yourself is, what are you doing to wow and delight your customers? Where are you adding that little extra, like, oh, I wasn't expecting that? Or like, how are you making your customers smile? How are you making your customers feel? People will remember how you make them feel. They will come back if they feel that they've been served in an amazing store with amazing products, that, you know, you are, they love your vibe. They, you know, they'd heard about you from the hairdresser. They came in, they're so happy they did. They leave just smiling and feeling good. And you all know you've been in stores that make you feel that way. That's how they get there. They ask themselves these questions. So again, just to sum up, you know, you want to make sure that your customers are really, really pleased with the experience. Let's focus on keeping the customers we have happy. And there's lots of other ways, and we'll cover those in future episodes. There's so many we could cover, but I want you to stand out. I want you to become the go-to in your neighborhood. I want you to be remarkable. I want you to remember that chatter matters. Let's get people chatting about you. So I hope you found this helpful today. If you did, subscribe and follow along on the podcast, the Creative Shop Talk podcast, so you don't miss future episodes. We will be covering all kinds of different topics involved with creative shop owners and marketing and all kinds of more fun things coming up. So, and I'd also like to invite you to jump over and continue the conversation over in my Facebook group. We have a free Facebook group, and we'll be talking a little bit more and continuing the conversation over there. And you can jump on there. The link to the Facebook group will be in the show notes. So thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.